It's when you think about it, you lose, you're out. Then that's the bottom line, you know. Here on out, you got to win, and that's it. You lose, you go home.
You've had pretty good matchups against them offensively the last couple of times you played them. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't put too much into the past, you know, especially with Coach Marinelli running their defense now and Coach Linehan being down there. And, you know, especially what they did this year, you got to, you know, take into account all that. So this is a totally different matchup, you know, than it's been in the past.
What do you think a playoff win would mean to you and this fan base, considering we all know the stands?
It'd be a start, you know. It'd be a big deal, you know. It's a long time coming, and, you know, we got a shot. You know, we're in the dance, and we got a shot.
What's happened the last couple of weeks? You guys lost to Green Bay. You were suspended. Sue was suspended, and not suspended. Is there a little bit of an anger or a circle the wagons mentality, anything like that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, anger. You know, I'm chomping at the bit to get back out there. I know Sue, you know, couldn't wait to come back. That's why I didn't think he would be suspended, because he obviously wasn't. I don't know about that. I just think this team is hungry, and, you know, the more shots people take at us, you know, the stronger we get, the tougher we get. So we'll see.
Any coincidence with the Bad Boys T-shirt? Any message
there? No message. Just, I mean, everybody got them. The old lineman got them, so not at all. I just had to remind people where the Bad Boys are from in Detroit. So
you bought them?
What?
You bought the Bad Boys shirt?
Just for the old line. No, I think everybody just got them.
Church are 20 years old.
I don't care. You're 80.
Has there been discussion in the locker room about this team needing to play in a way more controlled and whatnot, play more disciplined? What's happened last
year? I don't know about that. We've been good all year. Just play smart. You know how we've been all year. We've been pretty good. So I don't think there's any worry about, you know, people playing undisciplined. I mean, obviously, we had the two issues, but, you know, I don't think that it's like a, you know, we never had a meeting of, you know, a discipline meeting. I mean, I think we have pretty good discipline, and that starts with our coach.
What was your relationship with Marinelli, and what do you see from his defense?
They're attacking defense, and, you know, they play just the same attitude as their coach. You know, Coach Marinelli, he's hard-nosed. He was tough. You know, he was a good D coordinator before he came here. And, you know, they played just like that. He was a good D coordinator at Chicago, and so got a lot of respect for him and, you know, what he's done with that defense.
He was a good player.
He was a good player. But they, you know, they pride themselves on everybody doing their job. And that's really the, you know, the Tampa 2 rod defense is that, you know, everybody does their job. Everybody has a role, and they do it. They do it to perfection, and that's what makes them good.
Were you surprised that you got suspended for what happened in Chicago?
I thought I had a chance for it to be overturned, but that's a week ago now.
Do you worry though coming back that more eyes upon you?
I don't think it's going to change. You know. I think that's going to be different. I think it's not going to be any different. You know, in 14 years, you know, I've stepped on people in 14 years. I mean, I even tried to go back and, you know, look up tape. It's not going to change. I mean, people get stepped on the field. I mean, you saw Matthew Shen. I mean, you know, it happens.
I saw your quotes about the Fox game and Sue and slowing down his deal. I mean, do you feel this team is, you know, being targeted for that?
I don't know. I'm not going to get in all that. I mean, we're not going to get in all that anymore. You know, we're just looking forward to, you know, what we have Sunday. And that's a, you know, opportunity to play in the postseason.
Considering you guys are looking forward to talking to Aikman and the production meeting?
I don't really care. I don't have to play them, you know. I'm more, you know, not worried. I'm more concerned about, you know, Rod's defense and what they do on defense.
Tom, considering you guys did start out 11-4, if this season does end up with two losses at Green Bay and at Dallas, does this become a failed season?
I don't know what that means, because you're just talking about a loss that hasn't happened. You know, that didn't happen, so I don't really understand what, you know, what that means.
You have to win.
You got to win. No, we got to win. We have to win. I mean, if we don't win, we don't play the next week. And that's the thing I remember. I take it from the playoffs in 11. You know, you become this, you know, heralded team, and you know, you're the, you know, brought the team back to the playoffs, and you lose and you're out, you're done. You know, people, you know, you don't even get talked about. I mean, so that was disappointing back then. But you know, we have a shot. You know, we have a shot to, you know, advance, and that's all you can ask for right now. It's Wednesday, and you know, it's not getting too far ahead of ourselves, not making any predictions, but. You know, our plan is to keep playing, and you know, that's what Wednesday's for, that's what Thursday, that's what Friday's for, preparation, and that's, you know, what we intend to do.
Along those lines, Dominic, how pumped are you to maybe finally get this team on a playoff run?
Like I said, I'm going to keep saying, you know, same thing, is that you can't ask for anything more than a shot. And we got a shot, we got, you know, an opportunity just as good as anybody else, and that's all you can ask for.
Have you kept in touch with Lenihan at all?
A little bit here and there, you know. I mean, I was play for Scott for 5 years. I got a lot of respect for him.
How different does this team feel right now compared to the 2011 playoff team?
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't want to make any comparisons, really. You know, we got number one, you know, a top five defense. You know, the run game starting to click. You know, that's where we are now, and you know, to make comparisons, it's not fair. I mean, there's different, you know, different people in different places.